Hello, beside me is the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 65. And our fundamental scripture, our golden scripture, is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died. So how that Christ died is what? Is the priority of the gospel. If you get it right, you get the others. It's possible, easy that you get the others right. Okay? So, in talking about how he died, we're doing the physical events that led to his death, and I told you this is just the tip of the iceberg, because the real thing was being done in the spirit. They were motivated. The number one man, number one spiritual man in all of the nation of God, he was the one spearheading this thing against Jesus because of jealousy and envy. He wouldn't say so. And if you had pointed out to him, you say, how can you say, after all, which man is higher than me? I have the highest position. Why will I be envious of a cockroach like this? But it is a lie. It is a lie. Envy and jealousy gets into everybody. Guess what? And we have to fight it. We have to resist it. We have to do things to resist it. You have to walk by agape. You have to walk by the love of God if you are going to resist jealousy and backbiting and envy and strife. And so if there is strife anywhere, he says that there is every evil work there. So the demons were holding the reins of what was happening. R-E-I-N-S, they were holding the reins of what, and it was not Pilate or the high priest who was in charge. And so Pilate said to Jesus, when he heard that he was a son of God, he said, hey, don't you know I have authority? I have authority to release you or to crucify you. Talk to me. I have authority. Jesus said, you do not have a shred of authority, according to Message version of the Bible. He said, you do not have a shred of authority over me. So don't you? I said, won't you talk to me? Don't you know that I have the authority to pardon you and the authority to crucify you? Jesus said, you haven't a shred of authority over me except what has been given to you. Okay. So at this, now Pilate could not. He said, he went back to them and said, listen, let me pardon him. And then the Jews knew that they had to play the political card so well. They knew that Pilate was there because of Caesar, and therefore they had to link up the whole thing with Caesar. What has a man who says that he's a son of God got to do with Caesar? If they drop the name of Caesar, Pilate will succumb. So they've done everything. The man was proven stubborn. Then they said, we have the card. We have to drop this card, and then you will respond. Say, if you pardon this man, you are no friend of Caesar's. And anyone setting himself up as a king defies Caesar. Hey! It's amazing. It's amazing. You see, that's when things happen like this, you see that you immediately look at a man and you can see that this one is speaking out of a certain anointing. The person is speaking inspired by devils. Can only be devils that will inspire men to speak like this. A man says, claims to be the son of God. What has it got to do with Caesar? Then they link it up. They are always smart at that. They know the weakness of the leader. They know the weakness. And they study the system. So they know which cards to play. They know which cards to play. So immediately they know that this my leader, this is what he is very sensitive. They will link up what happened, whatever you have done, whatever you have said, with that which they know would I don't know. If I say this one, this man, he hates this. When I say this, that you've done this, you will go. And some of them can be so puffed up, they will even boast. They will even boast. They say, we have power to set one up and to throw one down. Oh, really? Jesus said, you do not have authority. You do not have authority. When they are doing that, rise up and say, you do not have authority. You do not have authority. Listen, there things happen. Oh, things happen in the spirit. Things happen in the spirit. Because here is Pilate sitting in judgment, sitting on his throne and talking. But as Pilate is talking, he doesn't know. He cannot wash his hands. Oh, he cannot wash his hands. I love that message. I heard it a long time ago in Coligono. You cannot wash your hands. Pilate cannot wash his hands. He's sitting in judgment over Jesus. But he doesn't know that this trial that he's having is the mini one. The main one. The main one is being held in the spirit. And he, Pilate, is just a puppet. Or the main one. He thinks I'm the main one. I have authority. You don't have authority. The real authority is spiritual authority. Oh, you are so blessed. Bye.